The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Have you ever heard of a biobank? Well, we're about to find out exactly what a biobank is and why they form such an important part of disease research. Biobank Ireland is a trust, it's a charitable organisation, dedicated to expanding a network of biobanks across Ireland with a specific focus on cancer research. And here to tell us more is Professor Sean Hines, Professor of Pathology and a consultant histopathologist at University Hospital Galway. Sean, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you.
First of all, tell us, what is a biobank?
Well, a biobank is simply the most valuable biobank, a bank that people have never probably heard of. It contains, you can forget about the central bank or the Federal Reserve, it contains priceless samples generously donated by patients that researchers with ethical approval and fully compliant with GDPR and so on can apply to use to study disease and come up with better and faster ways of diagnosing and treatments for disease. Essentially, tomorrow's cures are in today's biobanks.
Okay, now tell me about the donation of these materials. Typically, what would be donated?
So what can be donated are things like blood, DNA, or in my own case, in terms of cancer research, portions of the cancer that have been taken at surgery so that we can look at them and study them and understand the processes that are going on. And
you have to give consent for
yes,
that.
Yes, people are approached for consent.
Even though, I mean, the patient is glad to be shot of these cells.
Absolutely, but it's fully consented and it's invaluable what the patient, it's really generous at a vulnerable time in their lives, that the patient is willing to think about the bigger picture. And that's why, you know, we talk about from sample to society. The single generous action of a patient donating this for research has huge ramifications.
Now, before we talk about what your enterprise is at, what you're trying to achieve, let's talk about that route from the sample to society.
Yeah.
Give me an example of how that might be useful. You know, for a particular disease or a particular organ or whatever.
Let's say in terms of, for our own cancer biobank in Galway, for example, with Professor Michael Kern and the National Breast Cancer Research Institute that's there, those samples that are there, they've allowed us and Professor Michael Kern's group to identify genes that put people at risk of breast cancer, for example. So there's this hugely impactful in terms of the research that goes on. But that if we act in isolation and with small biobanks, it's not as effective as if we come together and pull them together as a network of biobanks.
Now, if you have a sample in Galway, can that sample itself be shared, or does it multiply and then you take a little chunk of the grown sample and pass it on?
We can do that. It is possible. Technically, absolutely possible, and we certainly do collaborate with other groups. For example, between Galway, Trinity St James's Biobank, the Northern Ireland Biobank, but the processes there are not efficient at the moment, and that's what our mission is with this. With what we're trying to do is to make that whole process.
I mean,
more
if
efficient.
You take out a diseased kidney, for example,
yeah.
I mean, presumably it's large enough, it can be chopped up and you could send iced samples here, there and yon.
Frozen, exactly, yeah, precisely. Or we can share them as digital images as well.
That's another question. I know with the slide, for example, you can digitally reproduce that slide and people can look at that as if they had the actual slide in their presence. How much of that can go on?
My own interest is actually in image biobanking and image analysis. As a histopathologist, I do my diagnosis on a slide. So using image analysis to, you know, for faster diagnosis, for more accurate diagnosis, that's where we see it, going. But we're in an era of big data and we need lots of data in order to make sure that works.
Now, people know what a pathologist does, I think, basically trying to find out what went wrong or what is going wrong. What does a histologist do?
Well, we make those diagnoses based on examination of slides. At the moment, it's glass slides, and we
so you don't need the patient at all?
No. I'm not patient facing in that respect in terms of my daily work. But we do need the patient. We desperately need the patient in terms of their generosity and their ability.
But you never have to sit by the bedside and have a chat.
No. So for me, that can be frustrating. I'm a trained physician. It can be very frustrating. I'm a histopathologist because of my research interests and things like that, but not because I can't talk to patients. So my way of contributing back is to contribute to this type of research.
Now, how many biobanks are there?
There is a biobank. There are lots of biobanks, and there's biobanks in every hospital and research institution in the country. There are some bigger ones, for example, Biobank na Gcaillimh, the Cancer Biobank in Galway, Trinity St. James's, for example, Beaumont, who are accredited, the Northern Ireland Biobank, UCC, and so on. So we're bringing all of those together, and that's the
ambition. Yeah. Now, are there protocols at the moment that samples are stored in particular ways that everyone understands and agrees to?
Yes.
Or is that diverse as well?
That's a bit diverse. And that's the point, is that we're all trying to work there, and we're trying to use model systems. For example, the Northern Ireland Biobank and the UK Biobank are brilliant examples, and we're trying to follow their example. And we're trying to also link in with our European research infrastructure and biobanking in order to make sure that we're all on the same page. And that's the challenge.
So you're trying to get some synergy here between all the biobanks, and you'll network together. That's the idea. Yeah. You'll all use the same techniques, the same storage methods, the same protocols.
The same consents. So that everyone understands and knows what they're signing up to when they do donate to a biobank, the same procedures and researchers who are applying to use biobanked material, that they're applying in the same way, and there's this lack of
So how
diversity.
Close are you to getting this kind of agreement?
We have agreement, but we have to work at it. There's a lot of day to day and nitty gritty that has to be got into in terms of getting this together.
Now, when you look at the population of Ireland, it's 5 million, a little bit more, perhaps. Small enough sample compared to the world, and certainly even compared to Europe.
Yeah.
So how much information can we really get from our population sample size?
We certainly can get good information to get us started on, say, research questions. But to answer, to really get that groundbreaking, we have to link in with our colleagues in Europe, in the UK, in Northern Ireland, and we have to, and across the country here, we have to link in, because we have to build those samples up. They have to be representative. That's the whole thing about biobanks. We also want to really work on the fact that we want to make sure that every patient has an opportunity to donate to a biobank.
Now, one of the concerns, obviously, is when you have rare diseases and there are relatively small numbers of patients who suffer from these, and they often feel lost. We're so rare that nobody's working on us.
That the kind of orphan diseases, absolutely. Yeah. That's the beauty of the biobank, where if we link in with our European colleagues, we have 500 million people across the continent, where we can actually talk to them about, well, we have a researcher in Ireland who's working on this disease, and we need access to European-wide samples.
Now, you've got a one-day conference, From Sample to Society. When is that happening?
17th of October.
And who will be there?
We will have medics, we'll have researchers, and we'll have patients. And we'll have, the morning will be technical.
It's not a public meeting?
It's open to everyone. Yeah, okay. It's open to everyone. It's to raise awareness of this. The morning will be a technical, scientific aspect of it. People are welcome to attend that. And this is the point. We want to be transparent and make sure that people are, it's central to people's thoughts when they're thinking about this in terms of health. So that'll be technical. But in the afternoon, then it'll be the patient voice that we'll be talking about lived experience.
Here's an interesting question. I had breast cancer last year. I would have happily shared any of my cells if I'd been asked, but I was never asked. What is the protocol in hospitals for donating cells?
Well, that's why we want to make sure that everyone gets asked when they come through. And that's the problem. Sometimes it's about resourcing, and we don't have the staff that can go and to have time to get
or
to
might
patient.
It be a case that we're utterly familiar with your kind of breast cancer, we don't need you?
No. We need every sample that's coming through and more. And what we really need is, people can certainly ask their physician about donating to a biobank in their hospital or in their research, the local research institution, be that a university or whatever. But it's There's a resource issue there as well in terms of trying to reach those patients. So that's
sure. And then, of course, there were you may recall some scandals before where bodily parts were retained.
Yes,
and you know that was deeply upsetting for. That should never happen again.
No, and that's understandably so, of course. I mean, and that's what our mission is, to make sure that we're on this, as I said before, on the same page, because all those without being trite, but the cures for tomorrow are in those biobank samples right now. And if they're properly consented and properly accessible, then we can work on those treatments.
Okay, and is there the money to conduct this research?
Well, there's lots of research going on that could benefit from this. we always can use, you know, research is always at a stretch.
Sure. And then the question of how long samples are retained. I mean, are they ad infinitum until they cease to be useful?
Well, you see, there's certainly a part of the policy is how long the people consent for them to be retained for. Some samples may be retained for diagnostic purposes for as per the hospital regulations, yeah. But for research purposes, there'll be the
time
policy.
Limited.
Yes, exactly.
Time limited. Professor in pathology and consultant histopathologist at University Hospital Galway, Professor Sean Hines, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.